If you have your Bibles this morning, because all this is going to come together. St. Matthew 6, 31 through and 32. The Bible says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Philippians 4, 11, 12, and 19. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Supporting scripture this morning, Psalms 23 and 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to speak from the theme or the thought, God always know what we need. God always know what we need. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every now and then you got to go through something. If you're a saint of God, then sometimes you're able to acknowledge that it's just a test that I'm going through for the moment. But if I hang in there, if I hold on and hold out, then the Lord will make a way somehow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Many times in our lives, we are tested. A lot of times, our test is about our faith. Just how are we going to be able to hold on in the times when we find that things are just not working like we'd like for them to work? How are we going to hold on in the midst of so much turmoil, not knowing what tomorrow or even today for that matter is going to bring? But one thing is for sure this morning, God is a good God. God is an unchanging God. A God that's the same today, yesterday, and forever. A God that loves us more than we actually love ourselves. We serve a God this morning that has watched over us from last Sunday to this moment right now. And I don't know about you, but I'm just inclined to believe that God loves us. God loves us this morning, and despite ourselves, we are able to say that the Lord will make a way somehow. On this, the very first Sunday of September, a day which we began to celebrate just how good God has been. And on tomorrow, God's will, that we are yet counted amongst the living, we will celebrate what we call Labor Day, where we take time off from our jobs to be with family and friends, and we take time out to grill food and to bake goodies and all sorts of things. We reminisce and we laugh and talk about how good God has been and how we've allowed the Lord to just bless us. We that are in the working force, we are glad to have that time where we can sit down and just have a good time to be with family and friends. But we got to realize as we go around to our different places and we fellowship one with another, we find that when we get with our loved ones, there'll be some dancing going on and some game playing going on. You know, we got to realize that God blessed us and created us to enjoy life. And too many times in our life, we get so holy, we forget how to have a good time. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's some folk in here got so much Jesus, they done forgot about having a good time. They don't even like to laugh no more. You got to be all serious all the time. But I thank God I don't serve a God like that. I serve a God that said that he gave us things to enjoy. You're supposed to have a good time. Drink and be merry and have a good time amongst one another. But do all things decent and in order. You see, where we get out of order at is we begin to get the big head and forget where we are. We forget about the fact that we can't do everything all day. There comes a time you got to let a little bit go, do a little bit and quit. One thing is you got to understand is as you enjoy your Labor Day tomorrow, the next day, if you got a job, you got to get back up and go back to work. So you might better be careful how you celebrate. I believe that if we the children of God, if we would celebrate Jesus like we celebrate other holidays, I think we'd be all right. If we celebrate the fact that we got life in our bodies and breath in our bodies and the blood is yet running warm in our veins, then we wouldn't be looking at each other all crazy when somebody get all excited and begin to lift up their holy hands and begin to shout and tell the Lord, thank you. Somebody in here glad to be alive this morning. Anybody in the house glad that they're on the Lord's side? Anybody glad to know that the Lord has made a way out of no way, even in the midst of the turmoil that's going on? God is still a mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, we like to go through the motions. We like to come to church. Some of us come to church to have church. Some of us come to church to signify. Some of us come to church out of habit. But everybody ought to feel something every now and then. You don't have to shout like Sister Kelly this morning, but you ought to have a dance down on the inside of your heart. Your feet might not move like Kay this morning, but you ought to have something moving down on the inside. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We was talking this morning about the coming of the Holy Spirit. Anybody know anything about that power? Anybody know anything about that Spirit? Have that Spirit ever came to see about you? Made you feel like that everything is going to be all right? Anybody ever been all in the midnight hour crying your eyes out and the presence of the Holy Spirit reached down in your bedroom, wrapped you up in his arms, rocked you to sleep all night long and let you know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy, hallelujah, come in the morning. Anybody know what I'm talking about in this house this morning? When we consider the plight of our brothers and sisters, that lives went from normal to unbelievable by a storm that were named Katrina. Katrina has gotten our attention. But I wonder for how long. When the twin towers were destroyed, it got our attention, but it didn't last very long. We felt for the people of New York. We prayed for the people. We joined our forces together in churches all over the world. We united our forces together, praying ye one for another. Bless our people. Bless America. We still need to be blessed this morning. But it wasn't very long after things got back into order that we forgot about the devastation of the things that have transpired. We got to understand that Katrina was not the wrath of God. It was just the power of God. If God decided to send his wrath upon us, it wouldn't just be that one little area. And even though it was a small area as far as we see it, but when we look at the devastation, it was so broad and spread so far out. And then, you know, I began to think about how is it that we as a people, when we see the power of God, that we are not afraid of God. It amazes me this morning that we can still look at things happening, even though it was over there and we're over here, we feel like we're all right. We feel the pinch at the pumps. Everything else is seemingly going up in price. But before you complain too much, think about all the things that you still have. Think about the fact that you still got your home to go back to. Think about the fact that you got running water and electricity and air conditioning. You got the pleasures of life still yet going on. But think about when we have forgotten just how good we got it. A lot of those people that are going through right now, I'm sure that now they remember or beginning to think, Lord, just how blessed we really was. You see, when we get to from having a whole lot to having nothing, it gets our attention. And the truth of the matter is that it ought to get everybody's attention. We talked last week about Jesus never passing us by. Well, I believe this morning that our God is right there with them right now. We must not question the lives that have been gone. We must not question, Lord, why did you have to hit that area? Because it was that area, that particular time, but there's going to be another hurricane. And there's going to be another hurricane. And there's going to be tornadoes and there's going to be windstorms. And you got to understand this morning that you might not be around a body of water, but God can send the power of his wind right here in Lexington, North Carolina, and uproot every tree that's in your yard. He can take that little house that you treasure and you think so much about. He can take the wind and blow the very walls from that house and the roof come tumbling down. And if you look up one day and you don't have none of your material things, wouldn't it be good to know I still When I was watching the coverage last night, they showed a scene where in the midst of all that was going on, there was a group of folk having a prayer meeting. See, you can't forget where your strength come from. You got to learn how to pray to God. Even when I'm going through, the Lord is still worthy of the praise. Now there are some critics that say, Lord, why are you calling on God and God doesn't allow this to happen to you? But people got to understand, God don't allow things to happen to you unless there's a reason why. And whatever the reason is, it's not for you to try to figure it out. You let God work it out and you begin to help one another as God sees fit to bless you. There are people right now don't know what they're going to do. It's one thing to be going through a bad time. All of us know what having a bad time is. All of us know what it is to have a little bit and not have a whole lot sometimes. But what about when you don't know what you're going to do, where you're going to go, how you're going to be able to make it? Now, where I used to work, that's not there anymore. Where I used to live, it's not there anymore. All of my important papers, they're not there anymore. But out of all that I've lost, if I can just still know that I got Jesus, then if I got Jesus, then I know that God already knows what I stand in need of. If I got the Lord, then I know that I don't know when help is coming. But I do believe in my heart and in my spirit that help is on the way. See, saints of God, you can't get discouraged when things don't happen overnight. You can't get discouraged when you don't have those things that you prayed to God for. But you gotta be like David when you don't have nothing, know where your help come from. David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. See, I got to know where my help come from this morning. Oh, glory. When we don't forget where our help come from, we'll find that our lives would be a whole lot better. If we profess to be believers, I wonder why we allow doubt to cloud our vision. Sometimes we allow doubt to hinder our growth. We cannot be all that we can be when there's doubt in our mind. We spend too much time worrying about tomorrow. As we read the words of Jesus, he warns us against worrying about another day. The Bible says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought. In other words, don't even worry about your life. Don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink, nor yet for your body what you're going to put on. You know, we do a lot of that, don't we? Well, you better stay with me now. I ain't going to stay pumped up every minute. I got to come down and teach you a little something. See, we like to get excited. We like to jump off the sound of the music and get in the hooping stage. But we got to come down off the hoop so you can get some of this word. And when you get home after the hoop is gone, you will still have the word. The Bible says, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? So in other words, if God takes care of the birds of the air, if he takes care of the birds, then he'll take care of you. Then Jesus says, which one of you, by worrying about it, can add to your stature? I see men sometimes taller than I am, more muscular than I am. And every now and then, I wish I had that kind of body. But that's not the body God gave me. So I got to be thankful for what God gave me. Why am I going to worry about trying to get all muscular if that's not how God made me? Now, I found out that you can go to the gym and pump yourself up. But if you don't stay in the gym and stay pumped up, then it just turned the flap and you right back. You right back to fat again. Hallelujah, Jesus. But worrying about it. Worrying about something as far as your size, your color, or your being is not going to change just because you worry about it. Jesus said, why take ye thought of raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now what it's referring to is King Solomon was a rich man. He was a man that had all the luxuries of life. He had silk and he had gold and he had the fine apparel. But of all the things that he had, Jesus is letting them know that it did not look good better than the flowers that I put in the ground one summer after another summer. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? In other words, why are you worrying about what you're going to put on? If God blesses us with green grass this year, and then when the summer months get so hot that the grass turn to brown, we know that along next year, he's going to give us green grass again. So we just thank God for the changing of the seasons. I thank God for being in an area where we get a little bit of everything. We get a little hot, a little cold, a little warm, a little cool, but we get a little bit of everything. There are some folks living in an area that is hot all the time, and we like to go there to vacation. We like to go there and sit at their resorts and know that I love to be in what they call paradise. But there's something about being in paradise that's not always paradise. When you're there by the water, you're in critical condition of all the storms that come along. So we got to understand that you ought to be thankful for where you are. The Bible says, therefore take no thought, saying, what ye shall eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all of these things. You see, those things that you need, God already know about it. You don't have to worry, God, about material things. And that was the thing with the Gentiles, was they were concerned about material things. There are a lot of us in here this morning, we done forgot about the fact that God would give us what we need, but not necessarily everything that we want. We got to understand this morning that when we come to talking about God, that God wants to bless us from whom all blessings flow. There comes a time in your life that you got to let go and let God have his way. We got to understand this morning that during the hard times, God will still be right by your side. God knows what we need every step of the way. We need to concentrate this morning on spiritual values. We need to be resting in the full confidence of God, knowing that when we trust God, we know that everything will be all right. The one thing that we can say is like David, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You see, when you know God as a shepherd, you know that God will take care of your every need. One thing about the shepherd, he leads and he protects his loved ones. This is a statement that has driven away grief and sadness. This is a statement that have washed away all of our doubt. This is a statement where we can find peace of mind. We can find contentment and trust. Anybody really know the Lord as your shepherd? When you are able to say the Lord is my shepherd, when you can personalize it, then you are saying that I trust God. I trust God to be my shepherd. I trust God to take care of me. The reason I know that I trust him, because he make me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. See, the Lord prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My head runneth over with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We got to understand this morning that God always knows what you need. Now, what is a need this morning? A need is that thing that is necessary. We got to realize that a need is a lack of something, desired or required. So if there's something that's required to do a job, you need it in order for the job to come to pass. If there's something this morning that is desired in order for you to get from one place to another place, then you need those directions and instructions as to how to get there. But what are some of the things that we, the saints of God, need this morning? You know, we get caught up in the talking about food. But the Bible says in John 6 and 35, I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger. So when you get hungry, God has bread that he can feed you from on high. When you think about, what am I going to put on my back? Well, Luke tells us in 12 and 28, if God so clothe the grass, how much more will he clothe you? God will give you just what you need this morning. Somebody said, I don't have nowhere to lay my head. But if you need a home this morning, then Jesus said in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. While we're living down here on the earth, every day is not a healthy day. Sometimes your body get down and out. Sometimes you find that there's pain all in your body. But if you turn to the 103rd Psalm, the Bible says he healeth all of thine diseases. Paul said, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. And I just stopped by to let you know this morning that God knows exactly what you stand in need of. Anybody in the house this morning, do you need anything from the Lord this morning? God will give you just what you need. I want to let you know this morning that there comes a time in your life that you better rejoice in the Lord. Thank God for the things that you have. And every time you get an opportunity, you ought to tell the Lord, thank you. Because I'm reminded of Paul. When I see him talking to the Philippians, he said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned that in whatsoever state I am, there to be content. You better learn how to thank God for the thing that you already got. Paul said, I know what it is to have a whole lot. I know what it is not to have very much, but I'm glad this morning that I've learned in my life to be content with the thing that I have. I found out this morning that there are things in my life that I might not be able to do. But when I read in the Word of God, the Bible said I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. So I found out this morning that God is on my side. When I realized this morning that I need something from the Lord, and I got to know this morning that God already knows exactly what I need. Anybody need anything this morning? God got it this morning. Whatever you need, God got it this morning. When I think about those people that are going through right now, I got to trust my God. I can't be everywhere. I might not be able to go to New Orleans. I might not be able to stop by Mississippi. But I know somebody that is there right now. He sits high and he looks down low. And he got somebody that said, I got a whole lot. And I'm going to take some of what I got and I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to take some of my clothes and I'm going to put them on that truck. Because I got a brother, I got a sister that got a need this morning. Whatever you need, you better know this morning that God's got it. God got everything that you need this morning. One thing you got to know, that God already knows what you stand in need of. Why worry about tomorrow? For tomorrow will take care of itself. What the Bible is saying, don't be worrying God about tomorrow. For tomorrow, if you're worrying about tomorrow, you're bringing on undue pressure on today that you don't have to worry about on today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'll rejoice. Why? Because the Lord has been good to me. I'll rejoice because my brothers and sisters, they need somebody that are standing in the gap, praying for one another. Then, oh Lord, my God, I'm glad that you are there with them right now. There's some people that don't know how to pray, but I'm glad when something happens like this, you learn how to talk to your God. You learn how to go on bended knee. Somebody said, I will trust in the Lord all the days of my life. How many of you, are you trusting God this morning? Are you believing God this morning that God is where he needs to be? Are you glad that God made a way out of no way? I'm glad this morning to know God for myself. God will supply your every need. God will give you the desires of your heart. What you got to do, let go. Let God have his way. Somebody in the house, believe God for themselves. Somebody can say, I know the Lord will make a way. I know he'll feed you when you get hungry. I know that he's my bread in a starving land. I know when I get thirsty, he got water that'll come out the rock. I drink of that water, I'll never thirst again. God already know what they need. He knows that the water's contaminated. He knows that they don't have no bed. He knows that their bed and their house is down. But God that has cattle upon 1,000 here, got somebody rounding them up right now to get on the truck. It's time to go do south. And when you get south, I got a job. I got a job
for you to do this morning. Don't look at me. Don't look at them with respect to persons. But everybody is somebody. Whether they're white, black, Hispanic, Chinese, French, whatever they might be. God is their father. God is their keeper. God is their supplier. He's a supplier that never runs out. He's a keeper. He's a keeper. He kept us. He kept us when we couldn't keep ourselves. And I'm glad to know this morning that God knows what I need. What do I need? I need Jesus. I need joy. I need love. I need peace. I need deliverance. I need joy. I need to know this morning that somebody is going to love the Lord. God already knows what they need. And what we got to do, we got to get what little bit we can together and help along the way. You see, you might say this morning, I don't have nobody there. Yes, you do. Those are our brothers and sisters. If you would really consider where they are right now, if you were there, would you still have your Jesus pumping up in you like it is right now? Or would you be one that was still away somewhere and began to feel like, Lord, you done left me. Lord, you done forsaken me. Don't you know that because of human nature, there's some folk that been mad at God. They can't help themselves. But after everything calms down, and then they see that same God that they've questioned, that they've wondered why, but that same God, he is making it possible because he's touching the hearts of his other people. You see, that's what God does. It's when something happens, it touches our hearts and we are pricked to respond. And the way we respond is out of love. You see, the love that we have for mankind, that'll make us go and buy a case of water. And you might not even have the money to do it. But when you do for somebody when you really can't afford to do it, oh, glory. That's when you really get a blessing from the supplier of all of our needs. If you don't remember anything else, and I believe this morning that's why the Lord led us this way, is because we are taking it too lightly. We act like, well, they'll be all right after a while. And they will. But that shouldn't be our attitude. Now, I'm not saying that you need to sit at home and just cry your eyes out because that ain't doing nobody no good. But there ought to be something within you that make you really reach out. If nothing else, you ought to be praying, Lord, whatever needs to be done. They got a long way to go. And we around here, all of us, fussing and cussing, talking about what we ain't gonna do. But you know what? You don't know what you might do. You been riding up and down the road in that car all by yourself. You're going to need some gas money. Amen.
God has a way of bringing us back together. And sometimes his ways we don't quite understand. But isn't it amazing that it takes a tragedy for us to act like we should have been acting all the time? Let us not forget this morning that if you have a need this morning, and I do believe that I was spiritually led that way because of the things that are going on, but we all in here, we have a need this morning. We may not be in that situation, but the situation that you might be in may be just as devastating to you. So we don't take your life or your need lightly. All I'm saying this morning is let us never be so confident in ourselves that we forget where our strength comes from. And let us not be so proud that we can't humble ourselves to have the love of Christ, that love that'll go out to heart and feel for our loved ones. You might not be able, because we poor, we don't have much. And you might not be able to do anything but pray. But prayer changes things this morning. If we would join our forces together and pray that God's will continue to be done.
Oh, Lord.
Why consider what you're going to eat,
you,
what you're going to wear,
you, Lord,
when God has everything that you need.